Hello and welcome to the Mind Kitchen, everybody. Another super fun time here at Roberta's, here at Heritage Radio Network. And just so you know, the Mind Kitchen is being sponsored by Brooklyn Bowl. Dubbed by Rolling Stone as one of the greatest places on earth. That's pretty huge. Brooklyn Bowl's timely blend of live music, food by Blue Ribbon, and of course bowling is a perfect strike every time. That's their words. Brooklyn Bowl features diverse live performances from Snoop Dogg to Dr. Dog, The Roots to Gaslight, Anthem, Gogol Bordello, and the Disco Biscuits. Oh no, and that's a different band, the Disco Biscuits. And also Gogol Bordello. As well as the hottest and local and upcoming talent. Brooklyn Bowl is located at 61 Wythe Avenue in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, a short walk from the L or G subway. And see you on the lanes. Yeah, see you on the lanes, dudes. That place rules. Brooklyn Bowl, I just went and saw the World Cup there. I watched America get pounded on. And it was a really good time. And my good friend Pete Shapiro owns the place. I just dropped a serious name on you. I'm huge. This is Matt Timms. I'm here at the Mind Kitchen. You guys are so great for coming out, so great for listening, and the people that I'm saying congratulating are the three beautiful guests that I have here today. I've got Dan Brandel, Nicole Taylor, and Caroline Bailey. These are three brilliant people, each in their own right. Let me tell you a little bit about the Mind Kitchen first. It's an amateur cooking competition in your own brain. I'm going to give you five ingredients, and you're going to kill it by giving me a three-course meal in your brain. And you're going to pitch it to me, and then we're going to judge you horribly about it. So I think you've all heard it because the show is nationwide now, and everybody loves it. But let's talk and meet our guests first. I think that's much more important than getting down to business. Dan Brandel, let's talk about you, dude.
Hi, Matt. My name is Dan, of course. I'm happy to be on the Mind Kitchen.
Yes.
Flattered, really.
No doubt. Well, and you're a painter.
I am not a painter, actually. That's the one
visual
thing.
Visual artist.
I am a visual artist. Okay. I do video as well. I specialize in light shows. You can see an okay amount of my stuff at milkofparadise.com. I am the Milk of Paradise. And
Milk of Paradise?
Milk of Paradise, yes.
Huh.
And, you know, so that's food related.
Yeah.
I think.
Milk.
And I have a party with a couple of my friends at Tandem in Bushwick. This is coming up next Friday.
Tandem's one of my favorite bars in Brooklyn ever.
It is unbelievable. And when they do parties, the smoke machines go crazy. We'll have a lot of lights going on. So it can be really fun. They have a great beer selection. Great beer selection.
And we can all see your visual art.
You can see it all over the place there for free. This is a free party.
Yeah.
Which doesn't always happen, but in Bushwick it happens, I think, more often than not.
Bushwick is the best. Little diamonds in the rough everywhere. Tandem Bar being one of them. Make sure when you get your beer there that you get the ceramic cups, because they make their own ceramic cups.
Really?
Yeah, you have to ask for it special, but it's really worth another treat.
Wow.
So that's badass. I'm kind of excited that you're on the show. And you've heard other shows, so I'm glad that you finally got to be on it.
I'm a part-time producer here at Heritage, and probably the biggest fan of Mind Kitchen.
Probably one of the five people who listens to the Mind Kitchen. That's not true. Everyone listens to the Mind Kitchen. Goddamn right, Nicole?
No doubt.
Taylor also has a show on Heritage Radio Network.
What's up? Hot Grease every Monday at 3:30.
She's been doing it much longer than I have.
Not even.
Since September.
You're the best.
I am the best, but you're the longest lasting.
I love the ego, dude.
We just talked about ego. We're both trying to get huge egos. It's going to happen tonight. I think I'm great. Nicole, do you think you're great?
Totally.
Why?
I'm the best.
Why?
Like Drake. Why? I mean, I'm Nicole Taylor.
Yeah, I know. That was going to be a segue. You were going to tell him.
Oh.
Wait. Sorry. Let me stop you there. You're the black what?
I'm the black Nikki Taylor.
Uh-huh.
And you know Nikki Taylor, the supermodel with the mole. Oh, y'all don't know. You're just like silent. You don't know Nikki Taylor.
I love supermodels.
So I'm her, but I'm just short and chunky and black.
Doesn't she sound great, folks?
You love the Southern accent, huh?
I do. I'm addicted to it.
And it's kind of mild. That's what people say. It's mild.
I could listen to it all day.
Oh, really?
It's very soothing. Wow. It's soothing.
It's like a marinade,
yep.
I feel like.
Yep. Yeah. I'm marinating in your accent.
Really?
That doesn't sound good.
Yes, it does. It sounds great. Oh, great. Guess who just piped up? Caroline Bailey. Caroline is a very good friend of mine. and a recent divorcee. I was there signing the papers of her divorce contract.
Damn.
Yeah, her dude is not cool. But she is.
TMI.
She's made some big mistakes, and I'll tell you one of them. She made me the videographer at her wedding. Where was the wedding?
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. What a gorgeous place. Little anecdote. Before I tell everyone how great she's going to tell everyone how great she is. But we went to this wedding. Everyone pounded these strange
guaro,
this local concoction. One dude got so drunk, there was a monkey enclosure on the premises. He let all the monkeys go during the wedding. There were monkeys
everywhere.
Every kind of monkey everywhere.
Capuchins.
I've always wanted to have a wedding, honestly. That's my plan for my wedding.
It was pandemonium. Yeah. And it was a good harbinger of what was to come, which was total tragedy.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she doesn't have a husband anymore. Congratulations. Let's talk to Caroline Bailey.
I also have a website to promote.
Wow.
No, I just wanted to share an amusing little anecdote. Love you, Caroline. Let's talk about you, starting now.
So way off cooking and way off anything cool in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I'm kind of into independent living for older folks. Retiringbydesign.com.
Retiringbydesign.com. We're all going to die. And before we do,
don't you want to be happy?
That website.
Don't you want to be comfortable?
Right. Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Someone will mow your lawn.
Right.
There's a pharmacy on premises. You don't have to leave.
Flush my colostomy.
Only
bag.
To go visit the museums. And then it's bust. You don't even have to drive to the museum.
Can I move to this? I don't understand.
Yes.
I can
it's
move.
It's in Brooklyn?
No, it's Princeton. But if you go to Retiring by Design, they'll tell you different properties that would fit you best if you say what you like and they tell you where you should go to retire.
Ah, wow, interesting.
Caroline's also a comedy writer. She's like a woman who wears about a billion hats in the city. She's been in the city for 11 years and thinks that I'm the coolest. We'll talk about me later. But Caroline, come on. Let's give it up
it's
for
true.
Our awesome guest.
I can't deny.
Well, anyways, listen, dudes. Okay, that was enough because it wasn't about me. But the rest of this episode will be. I'm going to give you guys 5 ingredients. You're going to give me a 3-course meal. Remember, you've got a small like a cupboard of basic ingredients like milk, sugar, salt, oil, eggs, flour, pepper. Those are your items that you have as well as these items here. You can do whatever you want. You have all the time and all the equipment to make what you want. Here are your 5 ingredients in the Mind Kitchen. Tongue. Shallots. Dr. Pepper. Dandelions. Corn. Welcome to the Mind Kitchen, you guys. Let's get mind cooking. Now!
Did you come to party? I fucking came to party!
We're back at the Mind Kitchen. And thank you guys for listening, because this is the best show ever, and I know it. I'm Matt Timms. I run ChiliTakedown.com. I run all the takedowns around the globe. And you should definitely come check them out, because it could be in a town near you someday. Okay. Now that I've plugged myself, why don't I just get back to you guys? You guys are so cool. You just sat here for 10 minutes and came up with a 3-course meal using tongue, shallots, Dr. Pepper, dandelions, and corn. And most of you were done well before the 10 minutes were up, so it's fairly intimidating. It must mean you're really smart, and you're really smart, and you're really great. And I'm sure I'm going to be totally impressed when Dan opens his mouth. What do you have to say for yourself, dude?
All right. Well, I'm going to start this thing out. First course, I considered some things. We had these shallots. We had this corn. You said that maybe we had some milk. I was thinking of maybe making like a corn chowder or something like that. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. We got some great corn on the cob. I know, Matt, you're picking out the best corn possible.
Oh, you're picking out the best corn possible.
Together, we'll pick it out. Okay. Anyway, beautiful corn on the cob. Boil it. Put some butter on that. Maybe a little bit of shallots if you want. Yeah, actually, I'm going to throw some shallots on that. A little bit of flavor. You know, who's ever had shallots on a corn on the cob? But just straight corn on the cob.
Straight corn on the cob.
Straight corn on the cob. Because you can't beat it.
Interesting.
No, I can't beat it.
It's like, why make apple sauce when you can just have apples? So that's my first course.
Okay.
That's my first course. Second course. Are we going into... Do I go right into second course?
Go for it. Second course. Let's floss between courses.
Of course. Yeah, no, it's corn. I actually usually cut the corn off the cob because I had braces for a while.
Yeah.
I got a little bit. Anyway.
I did too. Yeah. And a retainer and that
iron
bar that hangs out in front of your face.
Jeez.
I wanted to kill myself for 6 years.
All right. Well, second course. We're getting into second course. You said tongue. You didn't say what kind of tongue. So I obviously assumed that it was chicken tongue.
Oh, that's
delicious
cute.
Delicious chicken tongue.
They're tiny.
So we got all these little teeny chicken tongues, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to picture how much meat is on a chicken tongue. What are you going to do with it?
Bite size. Throw them in a pan. Throw some shallots in there. A little bit of butter. Just sort of fry them. Maybe some oil. Fry them up a little bit and just sort of cook them up. And then towards the end, you take the dandelion stalks, just the stalks, not the top. Throw those in. A little bit of greens, give it a little bit of flavor, and you get some of that juice going on. Everybody loves that dandelion juice. So you throw that in, and what you really end up with is these little bite-sized kind of fried chicken tongues.
They're going to look like pink maggots, and they're going to be
a little bit brownish.
Huh, interesting.
But delicious.
Then, I know it's going to be delicious, because I trust you.
Thank you, man.
But that's the only way I know.
And then for a third course, of course, soak a bunch of dandelions in the Dr. Pepper. You leave that off to the side for a couple of hours. While you're doing that, you reduce down some of the corn. You make some corn syrup. You mix in some of the Dr. Pepper, right? I'm not exactly sure how the process worked, but you set it. You put it in a mold. So you've got these little Dr. Pepper fruit snacks, corn syrup based.
What are they going to be like? Like a frozen snacks? Or are they going to be
gelatinous? Gelatinous, like kind of fruit. You don't like fruit snacks?
Oh, that sounds delicious.
But anyway... You start eating those and you go, oh, maybe this is a little bit too gummy for my taste. I'm Matt. I'm used to this retainer. Like, they're all stuck in my teeth and everything like that. So what are you sucking them out with? You're sucking them out with these dandelions that are now full of Dr. Pepper.
Whoa!
So you feel like you're a kid. You're eating fruit snacks. You're sucking dandelions. But the whole thing tastes like Dr. Pepper, which, of course, like 32, 52, something like that, delicious flavors. And it just takes you to the next level and gets that taste of chicken tongue out of your mouth. Which you've been enjoying for like the past half hour, but now you kind of need to cleanse a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That is interesting. That's so interesting that I want it to work.
Oh, it'll work.
It'll work.
You've never done that?
Dandelion straws?
Yeah, dandelion straws. You never suck the juice out of dandelion stalks?
Everyone. For real.
Yeah,
Yes.
Oh, totally. You go to an empty field. That's what you do with dandelions.
Oh, my God. The stalks. I was thinking about the leaves, and I'm such an asshead.
Oh, that's disgusting.
You're right. I'm wrong. You're dope. I'm not. What about all the milk that's on the inside of the straw?
Well, see, now, here's the thing. That is mixing with the chicken, little teeny chicken tongue nuggets.
Chicken tongues.
And it's also mixing with the Dr. Pepper. So you're tasting that on two different levels, one with the sweet and one with the savory. I think it'd be really interesting.
You've got so many layers of flavor going on. It must be a real taste sensation. Dandelion milk, chicken tongue, broth.
Hours of eating here.
Fun. And probably wash it down with the Dr. Pepper. Why not?
Well, you got a lot of Dr. Pepper left over.
Yeah, just hanging out. Yeah. Totally. So that's what that is. Thank you, Dan. I kind of appreciate that. Nicole...
What's up?
Were you possibly as smart as Dan in this count?
Not even.
I
like to keep it.
Bills herself
kiss.
As the best cook here and the only cook here, and she's got an ego to prove it.
Yeah, kiss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Oh, stupid! She already called.
Are you calling me stupid?
No, I'm saying I'm keeping my simple, stupid.
Oh,
my
okay.
stuff.
Yeah, no.
So I'm
you
doing.
Call
stupid. I think she did.
It's a better show.
I think she did.
Yeah. A little off, but anyway. Corn, soup, chill, cow tongue. I'm doing a cow tongue.
This is for the entree?
No, this is the starter.
Oh, good.
But
we're
I need
still
to talk.
Starter.
But
Sorry.
I need to talk about the cow tongue because I'm putting cow tongue juice, I'm gonna call it cow tongue jus, in the corn. So you're having cold corn with a cow juice.
Wait a minute. So you think you can wring enough cow broth out of it? You're just going to put it in water and then reduce the...
Yeah, I guess.
Okay,
huh.
Just create some sort of stock.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
like
it.
Like kind of au jus, right?
Yeah. cow tongue stock.
I believe cow tongue stock is called cow saliva. Actually.
That's it. I couldn't think of it. That's it. Okay. So yeah, the stock, that's the base of the cold or chilled corn soup. Okay, so on to the second one. It's kind of boring. See, I told you, kids.
No, it's not boring. It's brilliant.
Okay,
I probably eat cow tongue juice with corn soup.
I'm trying to figure out this. How is the juice? I was sitting here trying to figure out how to get the juice out of the cow tongue.
Oh, I squeeze it. You wring it like a towel.
You take a syringe.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You mulch it, you blend it, and then you strain it.
I think
it.
You can just suck on it. Just suck on the tongue.
Oh, and it'll just come out.
Spit it into the bowl.
So, okay, so I need that stock or juice or whatever the hell that is before saliva. That's what you called it. Okay. So, what's my second entree? Let's see. Seared tongue with shallots. I would sear the tongue first, take some of that juice, and that juice is going to go in the corn.
More tongue juice.
Yeah. And then what else? Oh, yeah. That's it. And then...
Let me ask you something, because in my experience, the only time I've ever actually eaten tongue was a tongue burrito in Chicago. And it was like I was French kissing my burrito, because there were all these massive...
Taste buds
rubbing against my own
but
taste buds.
But can you? I've seen it before. People cut it into little chunks.
I bet that would be a lot yummier than what
so
I did.
So I'm just saying, sear. I'm doing the sear thing with the shallots, little salt and pepper, taking some of that juice, put it in the corn, and I think maybe it probably needs more than a sear. Seems kind of fatty and
tongue. I doubt there's any fat on it. You want to know why? Tongue is the strongest muscle, at least in the human body.
Oh. No, that's the brain.
Fuck that, dude. It's the tongue.
No, I believe the brain is actually made out of
fat. It's actually the
penis. I think
penis.
The brain's all fat.
Oh.
It matters who you talk to. Matters who you talk to. Sometimes it's the tongue, sometimes it's the penis.
Oh. God, she's been drinking. She doesn't know anything.
It's the brain.
It's the tongue.
It's the brain. Oh.
Okay, sorry. We're interrupting.
No, that's it. I'm keeping it simple, stupid. So that's number two. So we're basically just getting a little juice by searing it and then probably putting it in the oven because I feel like it needs to be cooked more. It's kind of thick. Thick tongue. Okay, so that's... And then I'm not doing dessert. Excuse me.
Whoa!
You don't have to do dessert. Because I took care of dessert,
but I am
because you're full.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you just have a Dr. Pepper?
No. So I am going to reduce the Dr. Pepper. And the dandelion, I'm not going to do all that, you know, popsicle stick, whatever. I'm just going to keep it simple, stupid again. Because the dandelion is kind of strong. Don't you think so?
I think so. Yeah.
I'm just going to put a little... Dr. Pepper juice on it. Oh, not juice, but reduction.
Reduction.
Yes, say, reduction.
Say, keep it stupid. Keep it simple, stupid.
Kiss.
So
did
cool.
You pour that onto the blossom part and eat it? Or did you pour that?
So wait a minute. Are we talking dandelion greens or dandelions?
That's what I'm asking.
Well, I assumed it was greens, Matt.
The whole plant. You can do whatever you want.
Okay, I'm just doing the greens.
Okay.
I think we saw what we got out of you. That was super smart. I like what I heard.
Her Majesty is...
You have your own show. You must know what you're talking about.
And of course, all of these ingredients, minus the Dr. Pepper, would be local.
Oh, for my local. Because you're a locavore.
Yes.
Hey, we've got one more guest, and that would be Caroline Bailey. Step forward. Tell them what's up.
All right. So I'm going to start it off with a starter of dandelion biscuits. So
dandelion biscuits.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh,
just
okay.
Wait, listen.
Yeah, sorry. Okay.
Because in the pantry, I've got my eggs and my flour and my sugar.
Where?
So I just make a dough.
You need some shortening.
He said I could have shortening.
Yeah,
that didn't happen during the commercial break.
I gave you guys all shortening.
So and then I throw the.
You should have paid more attention.
I threw the dandelions into that mixture. Mm-hmm. I set it in milk. And then I pour and I knead for 12 minutes, and there you go. It's your dandelion biscuit.
So you're going to eat a dry dandelion biscuit.
It's going to have that dandelion flavor that's so strong you don't even know.
Oh, it's delicious. It's a herb, all the
you
herbs.
You haven't tasted it. It's amazing.
I haven't tasted it. I probably will never taste it. Sounds yummy.
It's really good.
Anyone here ever ate dandelion anything? Dandelion
yes.
wine, dandelion tea. You have?
We have.
Oh, okay, good.
I've had just a straight dandelion wine.
That's when
realize.
You were like
oh,
a
you
kid.
Guys know
your
each
brain
other?
Was half the size.
No, but we were
and you were doing things
about,
like
no,
eating weeds in your backyard.
What? They're good.
Yeah, come on, man.
They're good. And then he's right. You open it and it's that milky, like
yeah,
white.
You suck it out.
You suck
I've
it
never
out.
Had
and then you eat the petals and it's extra bitter.
I've never done that.
Well, I did.
On to the entree.
All right. So, why not giraffe tongue? Because they're cute.
Mm. Giraffe tongue. You're right.
Black.
I never told them exactly what kind of tongue.
Whoa.
And I have 5 of them.
Anything black is delicious. And it reminds you of death. Remember that movie, The Cook, the Thief, His Wife, and Her Lover? All black food
no,
reminds
I'm speaking.
You of death.
No, I'm speaking.
Sorry.
So dip the tongues into salt, pepper, breadcrumbs, and egg whites in a bag. Drop it in. Just drop it in.
Yeah.
This is what we do in the South.
Okay.
I'm from Arkansas. I'm another, from freaking Arkansas.
Another Southerner.
And then you
plan.
Just shake it. This is how I cook. And you put it on a Skittle that has shortening in it. And you just brown it. And the breadcrumbs stick to it.
It's going to be a big tongue.
And it's going to be
a big black tongue.
It's going to be 5 fried giraffe tongues.
Mm, 5
And then, no, this is the best part.
Because you're having a party.
This is the best part. You put them on a stick. And you eat it off a stick, and nothing tastes better than something off a stick.
I like chicken on a stick.
I hope this isn't radio silence. This is shocked silence.
Yep.
She's putting giraffe tongue, a big black tongue on a stick after she's fried it in bread. I'm hungry again, and I ate 2 Roberta's pizzas.
Well, I'm a cook. I can't.
No. What can I say? You make it sound so easy, Caroline. What's for dessert?
Dandelion straws.
Dude, you're such an ass. Really? Really? Dandelion straws. That's it.
No. So add butter and flour and stick
sugar.
It to it.
Sugar.
So stick it to it and put it in the oven. Okay. And then maybe put Dr. Pepper, sprinkle Dr. Pepper on it like... casually.
Do you hear the hysteria in her voice? Because she doesn't know what she's talking about.
It's like she didn't even plan out this course.
It's like she
I don't know how to cook.
Hysteria all over the words, the other words in her sentence. All right, that's brilliant, you guys. Thank you for entering and walking out of the Mind Kitchen. We'll be right back. The Mind Kitchen loves you. We're back with the Mind Kitchen, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Heritage Radio Network here at Roberta's Pizza. Yum! I just enjoyed 9 courses of deliciousness. Sort of. I'd love to talk a lot, but I'd first like to hear what Jack and Nat in the booth have to say about the horribleness that we just heard over the mic in the second round.
Wait, what?
Talk away.
Okay, well, this is Nat, the engineer. And I liked the biscuits. I thought that was a good use of the pantry, which is always vital. I liked Nicole's cow tongue Jew, because that's what they called me in high school.
Oh, my God. Funny. That's a good one.
Yeah, I was saving that. And I liked, but ultimately, I liked the process, which is also important in the Mind Kitchen for Dan's. So I had to actually go with Dan.
Huh. Thank you, Nat.
Fascinating.
Nat is actually one of my best friends.
I know. It's such favoritism. It's making me throw up in my mouth.
So when I heard tongue, I thought you guys would all make like realistic tongue dishes, but Nicole is the only one who seemed to do something realistic with the tongue. Dan, I think those tongues might just... I don't know. I don't know what they would do.
Chicken tongues.
I can't believe you work at a radio station about food and you don't know chicken
tongues. Frying everything is the way to go.
When it comes to chicken, I believe it is.
Will you let Jack in the booth continue?
Sorry.
The biscuit. I have a question for the biscuit. Can I drink a cold Dr. Pepper with that biscuit?
Yes.
Then my vote goes to you.
Ah! Oh! Wow, Caroline, that sounds pretty super. Nicole, obviously you sound pretty confident. Your new ego is supercharged.
I know, and she made biscuits. What the hell was I thinking? I'm from the South.
I'm from the South.
Dan, are you from the South?
No, I'm from New York State, actually. Ew. New York, yeah.
Boring.
Well, you guys can just leave then.
Fine, I'll go.
Oh. Yeah.
Ooh, there's a fight in the Mind Kitchen. You guys want to know what? My opinion matters. And I'll... Caroline?
Yes, sir?
I can't believe that you made biscuits. That was pretty super.
That was
I also
smart.
Can't believe that you made giraffe tongue on a stick. And you noted last time you went to the zoo that they have a big, giant black tongue that...
Yes. Very long, very thin.
I think more chefs need to know about giraffe tongue. I never even thought about it, never considered it.
They're eating lion in Arizona.
Yeah,
you know?
It's an incredible muscle. It wraps around trees and pulls them out of the Ooh. Ground.
It's like
it's probably got a lot of meat on it. You tried to make up some bizarre dessert. Nicole, you had no dessert, but did so because what? You were on a diet. You did sear tongue. You did everything in a proper fashion. You behaved in a civilized manner, and it was a pleasure to have you on the show. Neither one of you guys won. You should have a little group hug for being
wow.
girls.
Wow.
Dan, you
not only
created
sexist.
Something was A, impossible, and B, delicious in my mind kitchen, and I love you for it. And that's why you are winning a pork loin, 10-pack of ribs. Does that make sense? It's like a pack of ribs with the loin still attached. It's like 10 pounds of it.
Wow.
And it's a huge amount of meat that you better share when we all have our barbecue party.
I appreciate I'm not getting the second half of that prize, but do you want to tell the people at home what else is sitting in that freezer right now?
Well, I saved for myself a big, giant frozen pork face. Ears attached.
Deboned.
Nose attached. Deboned. And pulled away from the pig's face, and it will be on a grill at a party near you, if anyone's inviting me to your party.
Me and Nat actually.
Oh,
me and Nat get those bones too.
Oh yeah, no problem. I'm only friends with Jack and Nat in the booth. You guys are brutal guests on the Mind Woo! Kitchen. I have no idea why I invited you, but thank you so much, and welcome to another great episode of the Mind Kitchen. Good night.